Valor. Valor means to face danger with determination. The word valor is derived from the Latin valere, meaning to be strong, be of worth. The word value has the same origin. Valor is a demonstration of psychological strength or will nourished by a deep sense of personal worth. Valor is, of course, related to courage. When I asked a group of grade school children what courage meant, a third grader raised her hand and said, "Courage is making the decision to do what you know is right." Valor and courage mean looking fear in the eye and doing what we know is right despite the urge to flee. Shlomo Bresnitz said, "It is when fear dictates run and the mind dictates stay, when the body dictates don't and the soul dictates do, that the heroic battle is being waged. Life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage." On August 18, 2001, an alligator attacked 14-year-old Edna Wilkes as she and a group of other teenagers floated on boogie boards in a Florida canal. The young woman was pulled under and spun around in a tornado-type attack used by alligators to kill large prey. When Edna managed to escape the grip of the alligator and surface, she discovered that all her friends had fled to the safety of shore. Everyone, that is, but one. 14-year-old Amanda Valence. Despite the presence of the alligator, Amanda helped Edna, who was crippled by a broken and bloody arm, onto the boogie board. Then she pulled her 30 feet to the shore, a distance that would have been far too long for Edna to reach on her own. Edna had lost so much blood that she showed no blood pressure at the hospital. She narrowly survived the attack. What made Amanda Wallace stay in the water to help her friend when the other young people fled? From her hospital bed, Edna reported what Amanda said to her. "She saw his tail whipping around in the water, and she told me she thought to herself she couldn't let me die." Amanda admitted that, "For 5 split seconds I felt like I had to leave, but I could not do that to her." In the horrible attack on the WTC on September 11th, Michael Benfante, 36, and John Sequeira, 22, brought a disabled woman in a wheelchair down 68 floors in the World Trade stairwell to safety. At any time, the exhausted duo could have abandoned the desperate woman. Sequeira later said, "In the back of my head, I could hear my mother telling me to get the heck out of there, but I had to help." It's fortunate for the woman in the wheelchair that Sequeira listened to his conscience instead. Were these reactions foolish? No more so than the firefighters who went up the steps at the WTC. They are dramatic examples of the courage to make the decision to do the right thing. We may not be called on to respond in such a dramatic fashion, but the small, everyday acts of overcoming our own fears makes us all heroes. Now is the time to discover the valor that resides within us all.